You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. If you haven't tried TikTok yet, this still might be a good week to download it. As you recall, the Trump administration was set to remove TikTok from app stores last Sunday. Now there's a deal to kind of sort of Americanize the app and, in theory, protect Americans' data. The plan is for Oracle and Walmart to own a piece of the app. But TikTok also represents the first Chinese consumer product to really make it big in the U.S. So we asked two reporters to give TikTok a test drive in each country. Marketplace's Scott Tong in Washington and Jennifer Pak, our bureau chief in Shanghai.
For those of us who are not in the prime TikTok demographic,
which also includes me,
it's time to download this thing while I still can. Because if the Oracle and Walmart deal falls through, TikTok could disappear from American app stores.
And in Shanghai, I'll get the mainland version of it called Douyin, which means trembling sound. And right away, the app fires short videos, one after the other. Each clip plays over and over until I swipe up for the next one. Videos of pranks, people dancing and lip-syncing from the rice paddies. Not exactly my thing.
Yeah, TikTok isn't doing much for me either.
It's the e.l.f. Beauty Shield Recharging Magnetic Mask Kit. I can't wait to see if this works.
Swipe away. And with all these swipes, the app is learning what I like and what I don't like. So how good is TikTok?
I'd say it's pretty to the nose.
TikToker Jake Albalate is a college junior in Boston. He's got 30,000 followers. Of all the apps that tailor content to users, YouTube, Instagram, he says TikTok wins.
I would definitely say it caters the most out of the social media platforms that I've been on.
TikTok's customization is almost creepy to Ashley Weingarten. She goes to college in New York.
It's kind of like insane how quickly, I mean, I downloaded it within like days. It knew what TV shows I like watched.
She calls TikTok evil genius.
Well, technically it's TikTok's algorithms.
Algorithms like how machines learn?
Yeah. TikTok and Douyin's algorithms analyze our habits, our swipes, our likes, and then feed us the next round of videos we might be into, like cats. The company behind TikTok and Douyin is called ByteDance.
ByteDance?
A very low-key tech giant in Beijing. It's been working to perfect its algorithms for nearly a decade. Its first big hit was a Chinese news aggregator called Toutiao. It has 140 million daily users in China.
That is a lot of data to process.
Which ByteDance uses to build its core algorithm. Du Chen is a tech journalist with the independent Chinese news site Ping West.
And with their content recommendation system, they can push content that is relevant to people in near seconds.
ByteDance's founder Zhang Yiming once said, "This recommendation system has no borders."
Which is why TikTok has 2 billion downloads around the world. And American users tell me that the other thing big about TikTok is it's so easy to turn an idea into a cool video, which makes TikTok far more enticing than Facebook to Kavina Mears. She's a middle school teacher in Philly.
Okay, I see my cousin. How many times am I going to see her kids on Facebook? You know, but TikTok, it shows you so many different things. I've seen this one guy. He's a nurse. I don't know if he's retired, but he is the funniest guy ever.
And here he is.
We had a lot of love in our 80s songs. Stevie Wonder called just to say he loved you while Air Supply was making love out of nothing at all. The point is,
sometimes he posts 4 times a day.
And that's no accident. TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, sometimes pays creators to crank out videos. Ray Ma is the co-host of the podcast Tech Buzz China.
ByteDance operations team is very, very well known for incorporating their users into co-creating the product with them.
Good execution and tech innovation. For Americans, those are not things typically associated with Chinese companies.
The thing is, Chinese tech firms have to innovate, be nimble, because competition is fierce.
Wait, but I thought tech companies like Facebook and Twitter and Google, I thought they were blocked in China.
They are, but that still leaves tons of domestic competitors. Meantime, ByteDance has to appease the Chinese government. It censors questionable content from China users to avoid trouble.
In the U.S., TikTok is also accused of censoring content that makes the Chinese government look bad. That's one reason the Trump administration wants it shut down or partnering with American companies like Oracle and Walmart.
But let's say Washington can Americanize TikTok. Does that neutralize what it considers a Chinese tech threat? Again, here's Ray Ma from TechBuzz China.
a simple ban of TikTok doesn't really do anything, doesn't address the momentum that the ecosystem has accumulated. The Chinese tech ecosystem is far along enough that in several sectors, it's probably ahead of the U.S.
Ahead of the U.S.
So the next big thing might come from another Chinese company or ByteDance. Just so you know, Chinese TikTok already has a feature Americans don't have. A fruit farmer is streaming live on Douyin, hawking his juicy mangoes. Just click and buy in the app, which I did. And now I'm getting all these food videos.
Yeah, me too. On my TikTok, I saw this awesome barbecue video.
Beef so tender, you don't need no teeth.
I clicked like, and now it's all food all the time. I love this job. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong.
And in Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak
for Marketplace.